Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is October the 20th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible, something we do every day. We take kids from all around the world through these amazing passages in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today, before we jump into our reading in Acts, I want to let you know that tomorrow is a pretty special day. We are starting a new adventure at the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. It's called Friday Friends. And on Fridays, as long as we're able, we would love to have guest readers for the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. And guess who the guest readers are going to be? You! You kids from all over the world who are listeners to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. So if you're interested in being a reader for us, listen in tomorrow and you'll hear our very first reader, our very first Friday friend, and maybe you can be one too. So make sure you listen in tomorrow, and if you have any questions on how you too can be a guest reader, a Friday friend, you email me or have your parents email me, and I'll give you all the details. All right, my friends, today we are in the book of Acts, chapter 10, verses 24 through 48, and then we finish our reading in the book of Psalms, chapter 145, verse 9. Well, Peter went to Cornelius' house. What did Peter learn about God while he was there? Let's read and find out from Acts chapter 10. We're reading through the New Living Translation. They arrived in Caesarea the following day. Cornelius was waiting for them and had called together his relatives and close friends. As Peter entered his home, Cornelius fell at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter pulled him up and said, "Stand up, I'm a human being just like you." So they talked together and went inside where the others were assembled. Peter told them, "You know it is against our laws for a Jewish man to enter a Gentile home like this or to associate with you. But God has shown me that I should no longer think of anyone as impure or unclean. So I came without objection as soon as I was sent for. Now tell me, why have you sent for me?" Cornelius replied, "4 days ago I was praying in my house about this time of day, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Suddenly, a man in dazzling clothes was standing in front of me. He told me, 'Cornelius, your prayer has been heard and your gifts to the poor have been noticed by God. Now send messengers to Joppa and summon a man named Simon Peter. He is staying in the home of Simon, a tanner who lives near the seashore. So I sent for you at once, and it was good for you to come. Now we are all here waiting before God to hear the message the Lord has given you.'" Then Peter replied, "I see very clearly that God shows no favoritism. In every nation he accepts those who fear him and do what is right. This is the message of good news for the people of Israel, that there is peace with God through Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what happened throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee, after John began preaching his message of baptism. And you know that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good things and healing all the oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. And we apostles are witnesses of all that he did throughout Judea and Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a cross, but God raised him to life on the third day. And God allowed him to appear, not to the general public, but to us, whom God had chosen in advance to be his witnesses. We are those who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead, and he ordered us to preach everywhere and to testify that Jesus is the one appointed by God to be judge of all, the living and the dead. He is the one the prophets testified about, saying that everyone who believes in him will have sins forgiven through his name." Even as Peter was saying these things, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who were listening to his message. The Jewish believers who came with Peter were amazed that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on Gentiles too, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter asked, "Can anyone object to their being baptized now that they have received the Holy Spirit just as we did?" So he gave orders for them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Afterward, Cornelius asked him to stay with him for several days. Wow. Peter learned that God does not play favorites. God loves everyone and wants everyone to come to him. You can benefit from the lesson Peter learned. Don't show favoritism to people because of their age or race or gender or religion. Instead, show them love and respect because God loves everyone. This is what Psalm 145 verse 9 says. The Lord is good to everyone. He showers compassion on all his creation. How about that? Hey, we've done it again. We've spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Well, no, it won't be the same thing. Tomorrow is a new thing. Tomorrow is Friday Friends. And I can't wait to share that with you. So make sure you tune in and make sure you invite a friend. And who knows, maybe you will be one of the Friday Friend guest readers in the future. Well, you be blessed. You go forward in God's joy. And you remember this, that you, my friend, are loved. No doubt about it. All right, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care. Bye-bye.